Hi, I'm Steve.
How's it? I'm Sam.
And welcome to the Business and Beers podcast.
Hey, Business and Beers podcast listeners. This is our first episode of 2021. Simon and I would just like to wish all our listeners all the best for 2021. We hope it's a great year and that all your personal and business goals this year come to fruition or exceed your expectations.
And beat the Rona.
Yeah, that's for sure. Simon and I thought it'd be great for the first podcast of the year. We're about, 3 weeks into 2021. We thought it'd be a great podcast today to discuss New Year's resolutions. It would be interesting. Please, guys, inbox us either on Instagram or WhatsApp Simon and I personally if you have our numbers or wherever. Just get in touch with us if you have a New Year's resolution and you've managed to keep it. I don't know about you, Simon, but the gyms are looking empty again. But anyway, let's chat about it. So, Simon, do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Definitely check the boots in the gym now. The guys that unfortunately can't miss the gym because of certain enhanced supplements that they're taking. But yeah, that's completely besides the point. I think New Year's resolutions for me has always been, I can't call it really a sensitive topic, but something that I've definitely tried in the past, but hopelessly failed. It's been something that I've attempted numerous times, and I think, give it 3-4 years ago, I just decided, you know what, bugger New Year's resolutions. For me, they completely don't work. And my view on New Year's resolutions is that a lot of the times there's a completely underlying problem or situation in my life that I never actually sorted out. So a good example, and we always joke about the gyms because the gym makes all their revenue in Jan-Feb with New Year's resolutions. But I think that's cool because a lot of us say, great, we're going to start the year. I want to go to gym. I want to get fit. I want to get strong. But the problem is you're actually not looking at the foundation. And I found that in my own personal life is that, I would say, okay, great, I really want to be fit this year. But I never looked at the foundation of why did I want to be fit or what did I want to improve that I wanted to be fit in? Was it a case that I wanted to just be able to run or cycle or whatever the case may be? And then I often found, for me, it was like, cool, New Year's resolution this year, I'm going to be successful. Okay, well, if I made two rand more, I was successful. And if I cycled 50Ks more, I was successful. So for me, I actually turned a lot of my New Year's resolutions into goals. Because I found that when I make something, and it's that classic methodology SMART, that make all your goals SMART. And I started finding a lot more success. But yeah, that's obviously my view on New Year's resolutions. I mean, like for you, Steve, what do you think of New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I think it really is a tough one, and it always goes in the spotlight in Jan and Feb, as you say. So I think mine and yours approaches are very similar. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but what I do normally leading up to the 31st of December, you have that like limbo-ness between Christmas and New Year's. I do go and I start jotting down my goals for the year. So what I tend to do is I make them as notes on my phone. So I look at them in a couple of areas of my life. So for me, spirituality is obviously important. So I give a goal there. Then I look at finances. I give myself a goal there. And that can be quite broad. My goal 2 years ago was obviously to earn more. And then I started my business and I earned less. But, there was different goals for that, if you know what I mean. So that was a finance goal. I give one for relationships that are important in my life. And then finally, for me, I give quite a specific goal for my fitness, as you spoke about before. We both use Strava, and I find Strava is really great. So to give you an idea, my goal for like 2020 was to cycle 2,000 Ks and run 100 Ks. So then it was really great because it was a note on my phone, so then I could go back and then look at it, and remind myself. I don't go into the note every day. I think that's a little bit excessive, but I would go back every couple of months and be like, flip, Steve, what was important to you again? And then if it, when it comes to important decisions in that year, you can go back and look at what was important to me in specific relationships or anything like that. So yeah, Simon, you chatted briefly around SMART. Tell us what SMART stands for.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm trying to figure it out myself. Yeah, I think for me, the way that I view SMART, and you read all these books and I listen to these people and everyone's like, oh, SMART goals, SMART this, and you know, something that's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and in a specific timeline. The way that I kind of view SMART with my goals is SMART kind of gives me a platform for data. So it's actually funny, I was chatting with my wife about this whole data thing, and a couple of years ago I didn't care for data. Like, I didn't care about my Strava accounts, I didn't care. Like, I got on my bike, I cycled, that was it. You know, Bob's your uncle, you know, great, I hit the trail, lacquer. But as, if I could call it, the older and wiser, but that's not the case. I think it's with so much information available nowadays, it's getting to a point where I need to conceptualize the data that I've got available. So for me, it's creating goals that I can create a checklist from. And, you know, for me, you know, we always laugh about this when you cycle, but that's been a goal, and my wife kills me every time I speak about it, but getting a new bicycle. It's been a goal for me for, call it 8 years, that I've wanted to get a new bicycle, and everyone laughs and stuff like that. But it is also a fault of mine, because every year I say I want to get a new bicycle. But the thing is, I never put a specific timeline or anything like that. And obviously, exactly like you say, there's a lot of things in life that happen where things change. And there's things in the year that have happened. You know, we've been super fortunate that, like, with a bicycle goal, I kind of get stuck at a crossroads. Do we go on an overseas holiday, or do we buy a new bicycle? Mm. Well, flip, the decision's actually, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. I want to go on a holiday. But for me, this whole SMART metric is now creating this template that I use, and very similar to what you've done is I've kind of broken up the goals in my life: personal goals, business goals, and then total goals. But then I've put data to each of those goals that at specific timelines I can now go back and measure it, because I want to know, have I successfully attained the goal for the year? Exactly like you say, you know, if I say to myself, great, I want to cycle 8,000 kilometers this year, but last year I cycled 7,999. Like, does that mean I'm successful? Well, yes, to some people, 1 kilometer more, but now becoming like very specific around, you know, the goals that I'm creating. I know that's like a long-winded thing, but I think for me, it's really creating this platform or, yeah, a foundation where I'm gathering all this data for my goals, because I ultimately at the end of the year want to look back on my year and say, great, 2021, was it a success or not? It's exactly like you say, going back into these different foundations and saying, okay, great, did I meet all of my goals or not? And 10-1 will probably exceed them by far, but I need to have the data available to me.
Yeah, and I think just chatting, when you're chatting about the SMART goals, I think it also just, for me, the goal thing allows accountability. I know, I remember when I've shared my Strava video, because obviously it gave us the total stats, and you said, oh, Lacquer, that was great stats. And I said, yeah, no, that lined up for my goal for the year. I think that allows you to, instead of your New Year's resolution being like, hey, I want to get fit in 2021, it's kind of like, hey, I want to do X and Y and Z. Like, I'm thinking about it now. I have like a goal that before the age of 30, I need to do a half Ironman. And with them keep getting cancelled, I've just keep putting it off. And the reality in that is I've only got a year and a half left until I'm 30, you know. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much our thoughts on New Year's resolutions. As we said, please pop us a DM. We're on Instagram now. If you haven't followed us yet, please go follow us there. Yeah, and let us know what your thoughts are on setting goals versus New Year's resolutions. We'd love to hear from you guys. Have a great one.